It's time for the weekly radio visit with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact checkers at Richmond Times-Dispatch. And we're joined today by the editor of PolitiFact Virginia, Warren Fisk. Hi, Warren. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Wayne.
Well, we have just one item to ask you about that recently appeared in the PolitiFact Virginia column. Grover Norquist, the head of a national anti-tax organization, chose to comment on the Virginia transportation funding situation. The Virginia lawmakers are still grappling with trying to find some revenue for transportation needs. This airing, they have not been successful so far, with just a few days left in this year's legislative session. But Norquist, of course, his organization against any taxes at any time for any reason, he said in Virginia, quote, there has been $1 billion in surplus over the last 3 years. The legislature, he said, has spent less than 1% of that on roads. Well, you checked that out, and what did you find?
Well, we found that he was wrong on this. Grover Norquist opposes Governor McDonald's plan to raise $3.2 billion for transportation over 5 years, and he's argued that elements of the plan, which include ending the gas tax and replacing it with a higher sales tax and increasing car registration fees, will result in higher tax payments for Virginians. Norquist said in a February 7th interview that Virginia should fix its roads without raising taxes. And what we found, he said that they should turn to the surplus and dedicate that to transportation. Mm-hmm. And as you noted, that he said that less than 1% of the surplus over the last 3 years had gone to roads.
But what's the fact on that?
Well, we found that actually 7% had been invested in transportation. The state had $1.4 billion in total surpluses over the last 3 years, and had invested $100 million of that into transportation. The difference between the 1% and the 7% of the surplus may not seem like much, but it translates into about $86 million at least being spent on transportation that Norquist neglects. We spoke to Norquist's organization, and they acknowledged to us that their numbers were wrong. So we rated Norquist's statement false.
Mm-hmm. And furthermore, those surpluses are rather mythical in that there's always an outstanding IOU, kind of like a lien or an attachment, to claim any leftover cash, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, and there's formulas written into the law where portions of the surplus have to go to the state's rainy day fund, and portions go to a clean water fund and to a disaster relief fund, and so a lot of that money is obligated before it gets out of the legislator's hands.
Yeah, I see. Okay, so Norquist gets a false on the truth meter by PolitiFact Virginia. Okay, thanks to Warren Fisk. He's the editor at PolitiFact Virginia at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and we have a PolitiFact Virginia report each Tuesday morning at this time here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. Thanks, Warren.
Thank you, Wayne.